Internet quiz. Number 1. Facebook was started in 2004, and today it has over 1 billion users. It's a social networking site which allows people to create a circle of friends online and keep in touch with them all at once. Facebook was created by a group of friends at Harvard University, and it was based on an earlier version created by one of them. The name of the person who created this was A. Bill Gates, B. Julian Assange, C. Mark Zuckerberg, D. Steve Jobs. 2. Many of the world's leading technology companies are based in an area of the United States known as Silicon Valley. These include companies like Google, eBay, and Intel. But in which state is Silicon Valley? Is it in A. California, B. New York, C. Texas, D. Florida? 3. An encyclopedia is traditionally a book or a set of books which contain a massive amount of general knowledge for reference purposes. Nowadays, there are encyclopedias online as well, and they have the advantage of staying more up to date and being freely available. The biggest online reference work is open, created by people all over the world who contribute information. What's the name of this online resource? A. Google, B. Microsoft, C. WikiLeaks, D. Wikipedia. 4. In an email address, there are two parts, separated by a symbol, which looks like the letter A in a kind of circle. This symbol does not have a single agreed name in English. In French, it is called the arrobas, while in Spanish and Portuguese, it is called the arroba. To refer to it in English, most people say, what? A. The on symbol. B. The at symbol. C. The in symbol. D. The a symbol. 5. If you want to send a short message out to a lot of people at the same time, you can use a social networking site called Twitter. One of the main characteristics of Twitter is that the messages, or tweets, have to be short. In fact, there are a maximum number of letters or characters allowed in a tweet. What is this maximum? Is it A. 100 characters, B. 120 characters, C. 140 characters, D. 150 characters? 6. Many people like to write about their ideas and activities and post the information on the internet. To do this, they create their own website, which is called a blog. Blog is also used as a verb. For example, you can say, I enjoy blogging. But where does the word blog come from? Well, the answer is, it was originally two words. What were these two words? A. Net blog. B. Web log. C. Base log. D. App log. And that's the end of the quiz.